The Book of Genesis, Chapter 1. In the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. Now the earth was formless and empty, and darkness was on the surface of the watery depths. And God's Spirit was hovering over the surface of the waters. And God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. And God saw that the light was good, and God separated the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. There was evening and there was morning, one day. And God said, "Let there be an expanse in the midst of the waters, and let it separate the waters from the waters." And it was so. And God made the expanse, and separated the waters which were under the expanse from the waters which were above the expanse. And God called the expanse sky. And God saw that it was good. There was evening and there was morning, a second day. And God said, "Let the waters under the sky be gathered to one gathering, and let the dry land appear." And it was so. And the waters under the sky gathered to their gatherings, and the dry land appeared. And God called the dry land earth, and the gatherings of the waters he called seas. And God saw that it was good. And God said, "Let the earth produce vegetation, plants yielding seed after its kind, and fruit trees bearing fruit with seed in it after its kind, on the earth." And it was so. And the earth brought forth vegetation, plants yielding seed after its kind, and fruit trees bearing fruit with seed in it after its kind, on the earth. And God saw that it was good. There was evening and there was morning, a third day. And God said, "Let there be lights in the expanse of the sky for the illumination of the day, to give light on the earth, and to rule the day and the night, and to separate between the day and the night. And let them be for signs, and for seasons, and for days, and for years, and let them be for lights in the expanse of the sky to give light on the earth." And it was so. And God made the two great lights, the greater light to rule the day, and the lesser light to rule the night, and the stars. And God set them in the expanse of the sky to shine on the earth, and to rule over the day and over the night, and to separate the light from the darkness. And God saw that it was good. There was evening and there was morning, a fourth day. And God said, "Let the waters swarm with swarms of living creatures, and let flying creatures fly above the earth in the open expanse of the sky." And it was so. And God created the large sea creatures, and every living creature that moves, with which the waters swarmed, after its kind, and every winged flying creature after its kind. And God saw that it was good. And God blessed them, saying, "Be fruitful, and multiply, and fill the waters in the seas, and let the flying creatures multiply on the earth." There was evening and there was morning, a fifth day. And God said, "Let the earth bring forth living creatures after its kind, tame animals, and crawling creatures, and wild animals of the earth after its kind." And it was so. And God made the wild animals of the earth after its kind, and the tame animals after its kind, and everything that crawls on the ground after its kind. And God saw that it was good. And God said, "Let us make humankind in our image, after our likeness. And let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the flying creatures of the sky, and over the tame animals, and over all the wild animals of the earth, and over every creature that crawls on the earth." And it was so. And God created humankind in his own image. In God's image he created him, male and female he created them. And God blessed them, saying, "Be fruitful, and multiply, and fill the earth, and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the flying creatures of the sky, and over all the tame animals, and over all the wild animals of the earth, and over all the creatures that crawl on the earth." And God said, "Look, I have given you every plant yielding seed, which is on the surface of all the earth, and every tree, which bears fruit yielding seed. It will be your food. And to every wild animal of the earth, and to every tame animal of the earth, and to every flying creature of the sky, and to every creature that crawls on the earth, in which there is life, I have given every green plant for food." And God saw everything that he had made, and look, it was very good. There was evening and there was morning, a sixth day. Chapter 2. Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all their vast array. And on the sixth day God finished his works which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day from all his works which he had made. So God blessed the seventh day, and made it holy, because he rested on it from all his works which God had created and made.